Well, another month, another cotton report from the National Ag Statistics Service, and Steve Malateski is with us from Washington, D.C. with that report. Steve, the mic is all yours.
Thank you, Julie. The December 1 forecast for all U.S. cotton is 15.8 million bales, down 3% from last month and down 13% from last year. Yield is forecast at 771 pounds per acre, compared with 812 pounds per acre last year. As of November 27th, 92% of the United States cotton crop had been harvested, 2 points ahead of last year and 10 points ahead of the five-year average. A killing frost occurred early in the month in the northern Delta region, promoting defoliation, while some areas of West Texas also experienced a hard freeze during November. Harvest advanced throughout the southeast region, and by month's end, some areas had finished. Georgia objective yield data showed boll weight to be the highest on record. North Carolina objective yield data showed boll weight to be the lowest since 2005. And objective yield data in Texas showed boll weight to be the lowest since 2000. Production in the southeast region is forecast at 5.14 million bales, down 3% from last month, but up 19% from last year. Georgia production is forecast at 2.65 million bales, unchanged from November. Alabama production is forecast at 680,000 bales, up 1% from last month, and Florida production is forecast at 155,000 bales, down 11% from the previous month. In summary, the all-cotton production forecast for the United States is 15.8 million bales, down 13% from last year. This is Steve Malateski with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.